always looking for the latest piece of innovation, and in the solar space at the moment, there is some exciting work being done at the University of Newcastle School of Mathematics and Physical Sciences. And Professor Paul Dastoor talking about that with us this morning. Paul, there's some exciting things happening in terms of solar power. What can you tell us?
Good morning. Lovely to speak to you this morning. Yes, we've just announced that we've deployed the first 100 square metres of printed solar product here at the University of Newcastle.
What is the difference between this and conventional technology that we have in terms of solar, Paul?
I guess your listeners are fairly familiar with polymers or plastics being electrical insulators. However, what's less well known is that there's a subgroup of these materials that act as semiconductors. And if I have a semiconducting material, I can build an electronic device, and one such device is a solar cell. But now I'm building solar cells from materials that I can make as inks or paints, which means I can print them at really low cost and across large areas.
Okay, so if the technology is taken up and it becomes the future, what are the implications of having this innovation, Paul?
Well, our vision is that we will see every building, every structure, every car coated in solar coating that generates power from the sun. And that's likely to make a big difference to how we understand energy and sustainability.
Now, that would be pretty exciting if we could have our power generated in that fashion. So if we were to end up in that space where, like you said, our cars, our houses, every building was fitted with this new technology, how can you see that playing out in terms of household power usage?
Well, for example, if we look at an average house, about 150 square metres, we're able to coat the whole roof. You see, these materials work better at low light levels than conventional silicon solar cells, which means that it doesn't really matter which way the roof is facing, we can coat the whole roof. And that means that you could probably get about most of your average power consumption from a house.
Paul, it really is exciting where you're taking this vision. How far away are we before we see some practicalities in the marketplace for you?
Well, Mark, if we look at where we're at the moment, we installed the first 100 square metres earlier this year, and that's testing now on a roof at the university. Next week, we go down to Melbourne and do the first public exhibit of the technology at the largest printing exhibition in Australia. And then by the end of the year, we hope to have the first commercial scale install here in Newcastle. So it's moving. I suspect we'll start seeing it on roof within 2 to 3 years.
That's not that far away. Paul, thank you so much for your time with us this morning, and good luck for the future.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for your interest.
Professor Paul Dastoor with the exciting things that are happening in terms of solar power innovation. 2NURFM 103.7.